Good morning. Thank you for coming. This is the chapel for Take Back the Night, which is a week that the undergrad spend working on stopping sexual assault, sexual abuse, and working towards healing. The theme for this year is Stop the Silence, Stop the Violence. As a seminary, we will be asking you guys to be in prayer next week as well around all those activities and around everyone involved. And we very much wanted to bring a part of that to our life, to our community. Whether you know it or not, it is a part of your world, and we're all in this together. Amy Fryholm wrote a book called See Me Naked, which tells stories. And in there she says, when one person works towards healing, we all step closer to it. If we see that we share this religious space, we might start using our stories, our bodies, our sexualities, our minds, and our souls to love one another better. So I thank you for coming today, and I ask you to all step together as we start loving one another better.
I invite you to join me in prayer. God of endless love, ever caring, ever strong, always present, always just, you gave your only Son to save us by the blood of his cross. Gentle Jesus, Shepherd of Peace, join to your own suffering the pain of all who have been hurt in body, mind, and spirit by those who betrayed the trust placed in them. Hear our cries as we agonize over the harm done to our brothers and sisters. Breathe wisdom into our prayers. Soothe restless hearts with hope. Steady shaken spirits with faith. Show us the way to justice and wholeness, enlightened by truth and enfolded in your mercy. Holy Spirit, comforter of hearts, heal your people's wounds and transform our brokenness. Grant us courage and wisdom, humility and grace, so that we may act with justice and find peace in you. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
It's my turn. I don't know, did you mean for it to be my turn, or did you just randomly choose whomever you could destroy? Did you want to ruin my life, or did you merely choose your selfish desires over any thought for another human being? Did you think I mattered at all, or did you only see me as something to throw away? At any rate, it was my turn. And learning the family secret was branded on my body, infused in my mind, and scarred across my spirit. The family secret became all that I was. It took my life. And it was my turn to learn control. My nightmares and silence, my pain, you made me walk in fear. You stole my body for your own pleasure and tossed me to the wind. You left me lying like a heap of dirty clothes, and then you walked away. It was my burden to bear. You would never speak of this again. You accused me and used me. You made a little girl into a woman and took a future before it began. You made the end of life look sweet and nice, a pleasure beyond any dream. You sat with your chew, a twit of a man, a disgusting ball of shit. But I'll never say this, the hate that I felt, for forgiveness has to live in here. Hiding secrets, consuming the person, a life once meant to live, only a body, never a voice, a secret without a choice. But this is my body, and it's a temple of God, and this is my voice, and it will never again bend to your will. It's my turn now, and I stand tall. No more to hide behind your fall. It's my turn to break the bars of silence, because you're damn right it's my turn. It's my turn to take a stand. No more hiding in the shadows. Healing comes when silence stops. I will not hurt. I will not hate. I will not be you. My courage runs deeper than you could ever dream. My hope runs wild in wisdom and faith. You won't catch me. I'm forgiveness and love. I will care for others, and I will never be silent again. It's my turn now, and I choose sunlight and laughter. I'm dizzy with dreams. I've picked up my future and dusted it off. We got places to go, this Jesus and me. Forget about you. It's my turn, and my turn will be phenomenal.
Whether we know what to do with it or not, our Holy Scripture gives us a story of Tamar, a story of rape and silence. And we ask you now to journey with us through this story. As we read along, if you will respond where requested. Now Absalom, David's son, had a beautiful sister whose name was Tamar. And after a time, Amnon, David's son, loved her. And Amnon was so tormented that he made himself ill because of his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and it seemed impossible to Amnon to do anything to her. Lord, help us stay grounded in your presence as we listen to this story. Open our hearts to turn lessons from this language text that serve to keep your children safe today. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother, and Jonadab was a very crafty man.
O son of the king, why are you so haggard morning after morning? Will you not tell me?
I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister.
Lie down on your bed and pretend to be ill, and when your father comes to see you, say to him, let my sister Tamar come and give me bread to eat, and prepare the food in my sight, that I may see it and eat it from her hand.
We acknowledge the reality that most children are not sexually abused by strangers, but by those they trust and love. A focus on stranger danger is not adequate to protect our children. So Amnon lay down and pretended to be ill, and the king came to see him.
Pray let my sister Tamar come and make a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat them from her hand.
Then David sent home to Tamar, telling her to go to her brother Amnon's house and prepare food for him. We acknowledge the parents among us who are like David, deceived by a family member or close friend. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, where he was lying down, and she took dough and kneaded it, and made cakes in his sight, and baked the cakes. And she took the pan and emptied it out before him, but he refused to eat.
Send out everyone from me.
So everyone went out from him, and he spoke to Tamar.
Bring the food into the chamber, that I may eat it from your hand.
Tamar took the cakes she had made, and brought them into the chamber to Amnon, her brother. The trust and vulnerability of our children placed them at risk by those who would abuse their power and use them for their own purposes. Help us to protect them and to teach them how to stay safe from sexual harm. But when she brought them near to him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her,
come lie with me, my sister.
No, my brother, do not force me, for such a thing is not done in Israel. Do not do this wanton folly. As for me, where could I carry my shame? And as for you, you would be as one of the wanton fools of Israel. Now, therefore, I pray you, speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you.
But he would not listen to her, and being stronger than she, he forced her and lay with her. With heavy hearts, we acknowledge the reality that someone with greater strength can overpower another and impose their will through rape. We honor the courage and strength of victims in whatever form of resistance they choose in order to survive, including words, actions, or silence. Then Amnon hated her with very great hatred, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her.
Arise, be gone.
No, my brother, for this wrong in sending me away is greater than the other which you did to me.
But he would not listen to her. He called the young man who served him.
Put this woman out of my presence and bolt the door after her.
Now she was wearing a long robe with sleeves, for thus were the virgin daughters of the king clad of old. So his servant put her out and bolted the door after her. How could a man do this to his sister? What caused him to believe he could violate her in this way? Lord, help us to reach the Amnons among us before they do such harm. And Tamar put ashes on her head and rent the long-sleeved robe which she wore, and she laid her hand on her head and went away, crying aloud as she went.
Has Amnon, your brother, been with you? Now hold your peace, my sister. He is your brother. Do not take this to heart.
So Tamar dwelt, a desolate woman, in her brother Absalom's house. All too often, victims are counseled to hold their peace rather than seek justice and healing. All too often, victims carry the burden of shame that rightfully belongs to the offender. We acknowledge the injustice of this and our responsibility as a community to break the cycle of silencing and shaming those who have been sexually violated. We pray for the victims and survivors among us. We pray for the strength to hear their stories and the courage to accompany them in healing. We welcome the wisdom they carry, born of suffering that helps to give voice to our sister Tamar. We pray for the offenders among us. We ask that they find the courage to acknowledge full responsibility for their actions and engage in the hard work of repentance. We ask forgiveness for ways we have contributed to the cycle of violence through word, action, silence, or inaction, adding to the burden of suffering caused by child sexual abuse. Help us to use the power we have as adults by taking steps to protect all children from sexual abuse, not only in our churches, but in our community. We know, Lord, you hear the voices of the children who are suffering. Give us ears to hear as you do.
Please turn in your Sing the Journey to number 146. This is a prayer we will pray together. I will read the leader part, the text of which has been altered just a bit for our worship this morning, and we will read together the part labeled All. Number 146. Let us pray. Christ our Lord, long ago in Galilee, many who were sick and suffering needed friends to bring them to your side. Confident of your goodness, we now bring to you those who need your healing, comforting touch. Look on our faith, even our little faith. We name before you those who are wounded in body and spirit, whose wounds are deep and painful, or difficult to name and engage, who suffer restless days and sleepless nights. We name before you those who are troubled in mind by the past, the future, those who are trapped down with fear, shame, or guilt. Lord Jesus Christ, lover of all, bring healing, bring peace. We name before you those for whom light has been turned to darkness by the breaking of trust, the betrayal of a loved one, friend, or stranger, and the fading of hope. Lord Jesus Christ, lover of all, bring healing, bring peace. In silence, we name before you those whose names we may not say aloud, for those whom courage has failed, that they may no longer be silent. Lord Jesus Christ, lover of all, bring healing, bring peace. Loving God, the care of every soul is in your hands. By your will, Let us not be silent, that in us and through us, your kingdom come, your will be done. Amen.